Hey, everybody, it's John. I have a couple of small topics I wanted to talk about today. But first, I just want to say happy birthday to Federico. Happy birthday, pal. I hope you're having a great one. Hope you enjoyed playing a little No Man's Sky yesterday. I think it was yesterday or the day before. I got a chance to check it out a little bit myself last night. I haven't played it yet, but I was watching my kids play. And it's a really cool game. It's really amazing what they've been able to do with those procedurally generated worlds. But in any event, have some birthday cake and enjoy yourself. Today, there were two things I wanted to talk about. One is Instagram stories, and then the other is just kind of a little thing I noticed when putting together a short linked post about the Fast Company article that appeared earlier this week about where they interviewed Tim Cook, Eddie Q, and Craig Federighi. On Instagram first, though, we covered the new feature in Instagram called Instagram Stories last week. And at the time when I wrote up the link post about it, I didn't have the feature on my phone because Instagram does that thing where they roll out the features on a rolling basis. And when the news broke about it, I still didn't have it. Federico didn't have it. A lot of people didn't have it. I didn't get it. I think I got it. You know, I think they announced it something around 9 a.m. my time. And I got it sometime late that evening before I went to bed. But when I wrote about it, one of the things that I was really skeptical about was the fact that Instagram is generally, at least given the people I follow, a fairly low volume social network. And it, you know, it's always seems to be the best photos people have. And it's not something you feel the need to check on all the time because it's just not super high volume. You can do it once a day. You could do it maybe even every other day, depending on how many people you follow. And adding stories, I was a little concerned. It struck me just from looking at the screenshots and reading about it that it was bolted on and that it was so different from what Instagram has been that it wouldn't necessarily work. Because I do know people who like Instagram for the very fact that it is low volume. You don't have to check it constantly. There's not kind of that anxiety to kind of keep going back to it, which obviously is not good for Instagram's business. But that's the way it was used by a lot of people. And adding something that has a 24-hour expiration on the photos and videos that are posted, it kind of induces people to want to come back and check more. And I wasn't sure how those two would fit. And I've been very pleasantly surprised, though. I actually really like it. I found it really neat to be able to go in, and I still only do it, and I maybe do it a couple of times a day. I'll usually do it in the morning and then on the way home or something like that, and just check in and see what people are up to, because a lot of my friends have been posting things, and I've been posting a few photos and videos and things from time to time throughout the day, and it's it works. So if you're like me and you may have been a little skeptical and wondering whether this is something for you, it definitely worked for me. So you might want to give it a try. I did, and I've enjoyed using it. And I definitely am not a Snapchat person. It's never really clicked with me, and I don't really get how it works very well. I mean, it's the age old problem, I guess, of Snapchat is for the kids, and Instagram's for the old people like me. But anyway, I like it. The other thing that I wanted to talk about is something I noticed that was kind of interesting when I was working on writing up the Fast Company article that came out on Monday about Apple and their product development. At the very outset of that article, if you remember, they're talking to Eddie Q and Craig Federighi, and Q is talking all about the NBA Finals, obviously dating the article because he was talking about how the Warriors had lost the NBA Finals, and that was sometime, I think it was like June 21st, June 22nd, something like that. It was the very end of June. And then they described Q as wearing an Apricot Camp shirt, and it just kind of clicked in my brain because I had written a couple of different link posts to other articles that had appeared about a month ago in the middle of July. One was BuzzFeed did a feature article about the people who make curated playlists on Apple Music, Spotify, and Google Play. And the other was an interview that The Hollywood Reporter did with Eddie Q. And there were pictures in that because they showed off his office. And I remembered it because he's a big Duke fan and I went to Duke, so I was kind of interested to see some of the kind of the swag he had in his office. And there is Eddie Q standing in his office in his Apricot Camp shirt. And the article There's a caption under the photo that says it was taken on June 22nd. The article wasn't published until mid-July. So, I mean, it's just kind of an interesting little tidbit. I mean, I guess this is what happens when you get so close to following Apple News, that you can make connections between disparate articles that come out a month apart, practically a month apart, that they were obviously, the interviews for those two articles happened on the same day. It looks to me what happened was, you know, there was WWDC ended like, I guess it would have been the 18th of June. And then at the beginning of the next week, some press got access to the executive team at Apple, and they talked about various things, including product development. But you can see a thread through a lot of these articles that have come out since mid-July, that there are a couple of messages that Apple's trying to send. And one of them is about Apple Music, and particularly pushing the notion of curation as the distinguishing factor for Apple Music versus something like Spotify, which is more algorithmic. So that's just kind of an interesting turns-out story. Not really something to write about on the site, but I thought it was kind of cool when I checked it out and realized that those two things had happened on the same day. Have a great day, and I will talk to you all again soon. Bye.